T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Folsy, for giving the Pirates score. Until you just mentioned it, I wasn't aware of that, and I feel like I've now been educated and updated.
I'm glad that I did.
You look wonderful. Ron looks handsome as a devil sitting across from me. He had a long night. What's that shirt, Ron?
Long night, short night. Just a golf shirt. Call it Links and Laces Golf Tour.
I like that.
It's long sleeves. A little chillier out today.
Yesterday it went, why does it go from winter to or from summer to winter?
Exactly.
Where's fall?
It does that every year.
You should have felt the wind blowing off the lake in Cleveland. Oh, my God.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
I wasn't there, but the change in weather was ridiculous. Our friend Emma is here. Ron, is it Fury? Is that how you pronounce it? Furry. Emma Furry from Mount Lebanon. She's doing a project at NYU, Ron, where she's following me around for the day.
NYU.
Talk about getting a guaranteed F on your project.
Wow.
Huh? NYU. That's right, Fozzie. Yeah.
She's the smartest person in this room.
By far. All three of us combined.
Yes.
Can't equal Emma. So she followed me to the golf course this morning, Ron, and had to drive around in a golf cart while I shot a 55 at Moon in a state of severe self-loathing. And I apologize for that, Emma. It's a masochistic sport. Ron, how are you today? You look tired. You look drawn out. You look depressed. You look like, I don't know. What's going on over there?
I'm a little weary. I got home about 3:30 in the morning. So, you know, not a long drive, but when you leave Cleveland at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's a long drive.
Yeah.
But it was okay. Interesting game.
Yeah, the game sucked, Ron. Who are you kidding?
Interesting. I didn't say it was a well-played game. I said it was an interesting game. But I'm not the least bit depressed. How about you? You mentioned your golf. Emma's determined you're the weirdest person she's ever met.
No, you put words in her mouth.
No, I know.
Emma
think
did not say that.
She nodded.
No, she said that's not a bad thing.
That's a tacit agreement, if you ask me.
We've already had a disagreement. We're not even talking about the Steelers game yet, Folsy.
We're in for a day.
We're in for a day today. Everybody's cranky. Everybody's tired. Yep. The Steelers lost.
Everything
I don't
sucks.
Feel well. I am going to a concert tonight. The Avett Brothers, if that's how you say their name, are awesome. And they're at Stage AE, if that's what it's still called. Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going. You proud of me?
Unless they put a different sponsor on it. Yeah, I am proud of you.
Ron, do people still use lighters at concerts where they lift them up, or is it now just
it's
all iPhones?
No, I haven't been to a
flashlight?
Concert in decades.
He hasn't been to a concert in decades. We should take him to one, Foles. Yes, you have, Ron. You went to Billy Joel.
That was like 1994. I said decades.
There it is. There's Folesy with the flashlight.
1994.
So I'm avoiding the topic here. I admit that.
Aren't we all?
What a disaster. Yeah. I mean, what an epic disaster to lose to that horse crap organization. 3 times 12 men on the field. Jacoby Brissett looks like he's Dan Marino. I mean, their defense absolutely stinks, and you can't take full advantage of it. And you wind up losing a game, Ron, that you easily could have won, maybe should have won. You can't stop the run. You can't. You're 3 and out like you're getting paid incentives to go 3 and out. You're keeping your defense out there. They came into the game. They said it right at the top of the broadcast. The most snaps in the NFL. Steelers defense. And you're playing on a short week. They stink. The defense again. The offense doesn't help them out. The special team stinks again. The coach is living in his fears, and they're 1-2.
You're getting to the opinion that they might not be very good. They're just not a good football team.
Starting
I will
to get
stick
there,
to
yes.
my prediction of 7-10 at the start of the season. They're not a good team all the way around.
Yeah.
And as you know, you know, they've had bad starts before, but you always felt like with Ben you had a chance to turn it around. I don't feel that way now.
Yeah. Now, the last couple of years I didn't feel that way with Ben, but certainly
even
in his prime
did, though,
I did.
Turn it around. I mean, they made
won
the playoffs last year. But I mean,
I mean, they never really turned it around, though. They won their first game, and they sort of hovered around 500 the whole year. I feel they could do
maybe
that,
maybe not last year, but there have been years past where you kind of
when he
feel
was in
like
his prime, for sure.
You kind of feel like when you got him, you got a shot. I don't feel that way now.
Yeah. Well, I haven't felt that way in a long time anyway, but I don't feel that way again this year. Maybe a couple of years ago when they were, 11-0 at one point?
I think so.
Well, now the ability to come back in the fourth quarter is gone.
That, too.
Completely.
Yeah,
because their numbers in the fourth quarter are awful.
It feels like it. But I fully expect them to be 7-8-9 right in there. And they're missing T.J. Watt, which they never win without T.J. Watt.
No, they don't. They literally have not ever.
They literally have never won without T.J. Watt.
0-6.
0-6. So, I don't know. You take away Troy Polamalu from some of those old defenses, I bet you they would have struggled a little bit.
I'd have to
look at the numbers.
To struggle like against that, against Jacoby Brissett? I thought the defense stunk last night myself.
Yeah, nobody would argue with you. Who would argue with you?
Maybe they were on the field too much. T.J. Watt or not, they can't stop the run again.
Yeah.
Again.
But at least they've won a game this year.
Last night, that guy's so good, Nick Chubb. I mean, he's one of the, to me, maybe two or three best.
Yeah, he's up there for sure.
He's really good. And then they hit you with Kareem Hunt.
And
Brissett on the one drive, he was 7 of 8 for like 81 yards.
No, he carved him up. They get an F for the game, but at some point your offense has to help you. That would be my point.
I thought the offense was better yesterday, marginally better, but I'm setting the bar real low.
Yeah.
You know, Boswell missed a field goal. That's 3 points. They had the down the field ineligible man on Chooks. Warren had a 35-yard little shovel pass to the 15. I like him. I'm almost liking him as much as I like Najee.
Yeah, me too.
He explodes.
Me
know?
Too.
A couple mistakes like that cost you some points, but they're not good enough. Trubisky isn't good enough. The play calling isn't good enough. The running game isn't good enough.
I mean, they owe the defense one from the first game of the year, right?
There's no doubt the defense won that game.
So, to me, the defense has gone from great to good to bad. The offense has gone from bad to bad to bad. At some point in this league, you have to score enough points to win. I'm not sure.
Do you not think they were any better last night?
Yeah, they went from horrific to bad.
Okay.
You average 17 points a game in the NFL. Will you be at 32nd in the league?
Probably.
Pretty close to it.
I don't know. I can check from last year. Of course they improved. They got a little bit better, and they weren't nearly good enough to win an NFL game. And as bad as the defense was, you know, if you can't score 22, 23 points in an NFL game, you're just probably not going to win. At some point, this offense owes this defense a game. And I would think on a Thursday night, on a short week, when your defense has played the most snaps in the league because you keep going 3 and out, that last night would have been a good, especially against that defense.
I'm not buying that.
Especially
exhausted.
Against that defense.
I'm not buying
I am.
Exhausted. This is the third game of the year.
I mean,
this isn't December. It was a cool night last night. It wasn't like it was 100 degrees out there. I'm not buying it. I mean, they had 100 snaps in Cincinnati. I get that. In New England, they didn't have an exorbitant amount of snaps until the last drive.
Right.
When they couldn't get
because
off the
field. Offense went 3 and out twice again in the fourth quarter.
Joe, I'm not arguing that the offense is any good. But I thought the defense stunk last night.
Everybody who watched the game would agree with you.
Okay.
Anybody who's ever seen a game of football would agree that the defense stunk. My question is, when's the offense going to win you a game?
Well, maybe not. Maybe not at all.
So, you know.
That's why.
And I do buy that you're fatigued.
That's why.
Actually, if you have the most snaps in the league through 2 weeks and then you're on a short week, I would think that would, and you're playing the Cleveland Browns, that would be a week where the defense can pitch in.
We can agree to disagree on that.
What are we disagreeing on?
I'm not buying the exhausted part.
Okay.
Three weeks into the season. A cool night.
I mean, you can get exhausted on a given night.
I get that.
Like Cincinnati.
I get that.
Well,
we'll find excuses for the defense, but we won't find any for the offense because we know the offense
stinks.
No.
I said the defense stunk last night. But
you're making an excuse for them because they were tired.
Well, the offense has to protect them one of these nights and win a game.
But that might not happen.
Well, then you're
going to have a long year.
Then you're going to have a long year. last year, the bottom five teams in the league averaged 15, 14, 14, 13. So if we're saying that last night was a – are you saying it was a good night for the offense?
I didn't say it was a good night. I said it was marginally better, but I set the bar real low.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not good enough to win.
I mean, I'd like to see Boswell make the field goal.
It's 50 yards in the wind, but yeah.
Yeah, but Tomlin didn't give him an excuse. He said he missed it.
Well, I don't care what Tomlin said. It was 50 yards in the wind.
He was on the field, Joe. He was asked about it. He said, did the wind affect Boswell? He goes, no, not at all.
Did you watch the kick?
He missed it.
Did you watch the kick?
He missed it.
It was straight down the middle and went far right. They said on the broadcast, that's a perfect kick, which it was. I don't care what Tomlin says.
I'm just listening to what Tomlin said.
Who cares what he says?
And then I would have liked to have seen what would have happened. I thought that, I really like the way Warren runs.
Yeah. Me too. Unfortunately, there was a penalty.
The last one that passed Deontay down the sideline, I don't know if that was good coverage. I don't know if that ball could have been caught. That would have been a nice play to hit.
Looked pretty catchable to me, although I'd have to go back and look at it. I know you said something on Twitter last night that there was a defender that might have been pulling his arm back.
Who definitely pulled his arm back.
Did he?
But he freed it at the very last instant. Should have been a penalty, in my opinion. So you probably need to make the play, but it wasn't like he had two arms ready to go and the ball just fell into his hands.
I only saw the replay once.
Man,
that was
a great throw.
I couldn't tell if it
was
good coverage or a drop.
That's probably his best throw as a Steeler so far, I think.
It was a very good throw, but it would have been another one-handed catch, basically.
How about that catch by Pickens?
Unbelievable.
We've seen three in a row now.
One of the greatest catches I've ever seen.
Two by Deontay, and then each game has been an unbelievable catch.
Literally one of the greatest catches I've ever seen in my life.
I agree.
Was it better than Odell Beckham's catch? I don't think so. They showed that last night.
A little step behind, I think.
I think slightly behind the famous Beckham catch. Just a little.
It's better, though, if you watch it in full speed from like a side angle, because you can see how far he had to reach his body back and just contort himself to catch that football.
It was amazing.
It's amazing.
And then they never went back to him.
Yeah.
Like what,
and he
once,
got like
twice
one target
the, whole game?
The rest of the game.
How many more targets?
I think they targeted him a few times, but not effectively.
Yeah, I think they went back to him twice the whole game. That was it. I thought Tomlin lived in his fears last night, Ron. Not going for it a couple different times. You can't go three and out as often as they do.
They targeted Pickens seven times last night. Three catches, 39 yards.
Yeah. How much after that catch?
I don't know. I have to look.
You can't go three and out as much as they did. They scored 3 points in the second half.
Yes, they did.
3 points, and they went out three and out three consecutive times with a total of 11 yards with the game in the balance. At some point, listen, the defense gets an F last night, but at some point your offense has to score points and not keep throwing your defense out on the field. You just can't go three and out that many times and look that inept. And they did have a good second quarter. They came alive in the second quarter.
How about they almost broke your first quarter streak?
Almost.
Play of the second quarter it was. Does that count?
No, although Crowley tweeted that it was – he tweeted
at me. It
was
part of the drive.
He said they finally scored a first quarter touchdown. I tweeted back, no, they didn't.
It was the first play of the second quarter.
It was in the second quarter.
First play.
Ron, so what would you – give out grades then. Offense, defense, special teams from last night. I'm grading it F for the offense, F for the defense. I'm trying to think of all the special teams plays. You had a missed field goal, although – it's a 50-yarder with 30-mile-an-hour winds. What else happened on special teams?
Gunner
came out of the end zone very ill-advisedly.
At the 16-yard line. Their guy did it a couple times, too.
Nothing good, nothing bad. I'll give them a D. So FFD.
Wow. I'm not going to argue with that.
Nader?
I'd give the offense a D, defense an F, special teams C.
Just inconsequential, almost.
Which
incomplete.
Which should be a bad grade in and of itself, Fulzy.
Right. N.A.
You shouldn't give them a C. They didn't make anything happen. To me, you start out with a C. And then if you make stuff happen, you get a fumble, you make a game-changing play like the Patriots did last week, then you start to move up. If you do bad things, or nothing, then you move down.
Or nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They did bad things.
Missed a field goal.
Why these guys of both teams come out from 2 yards deep in the end zone is beyond me.
Gunner wants to make up for what happened last week, Ron.
Well, he did.
A good point.
He gives them the ball at the 16. And their guy did it. I think their guy got out to the 12 one time.
Oh, no, 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 no. There was also Presley Harvin had some bad punts, I thought.
Was the one, did the Steeler, did Killebrew get a piece of the one?
Yeah,
he did. No, he blocked the, he tipped the one punt.
That's what I mean.
Did he?
I couldn't tell on the replay. Did he get a,
yeah,
and there,
it was
the press box in Cleveland doesn't announce anything.
It looked like
it fluttered a little bit off to the side.
Yeah.
Their special teams stink, don't they?
That was a positive play.
Yeah.
Come on, Harmon Killebrew.
I gave him the ball about midfield.
Harmon Killebrew. 1 for 9, Ron. The offense went on third down.
It's back to where they were in the Cincinnati game.
That just can't happen.
No, it can't.
God.
Did you think they ran the ball a little better?
Again, that's
they got over 100 yards, but that's setting the bar low.
Yeah, they did. They ran it better. That's inarguable. They got 104 yards. But they still weren't great.
Look at the Browns total, 171.
Hunt was pretty effective, too.
He sure was. I just love Chubb. I just think he's sensational.
And Joku looked like
But did we jinx that? Did we cause that?
Yes.
Didn't
yeah.
you say yesterday, hey, tonight Njoku might get 10 catches?
Yeah.
He came damn close.
I texted Joe that last night halfway through the game. I was like, you did this.
He said
you
he might get 10 catches.
He said 11 for 200.
He had 9 last night.
9.
What about the Myles Garrett show, Ron? Is that guy the most overrated player in the league?
I didn't notice him all night.
He sucks.
He did hit Trubisky on the one pass. That was it.
He threw Dan Moore like a rag doll once.
Yeah.
Other than that, I didn't notice the guy.
Dan Moore went after him a couple times, though.
Yeah.
And knocked him back. He's overrated.
Two assisted tackles in the one. He hit Trubisky on the one pass.
He did.
That was it. That's the only time I noticed him.
They had to go out of their way to highlight him at the end of that broadcast. Like, oh, hey, there's Myles Garrett. Remember this guy? This is what he's done tonight.
It's just more of the same. He's an elite pass rusher, but I've now seen him in many, many, many games, and never have I said, that guy just wrecked the game, the way T.J. Watt does, where he's all over the place making plays, right?
Yep.
Well, I was talking to Tony Grossi last night. He said he's never gotten one vote for player of the year.
Is that right?
He never got one vote for defensive player of the year.
Overrated.
Who are you blaming out there more, the offense or the defense, and who are the players
blaming?
About
the coaching staff, too. You can throw them in.
Yeah, the coaching staff. Let's talk about some of Tomlin's decisions and also something he said after the game in regards to a quarterback change. He was very definitive. In fact, I think he used that word. We'll talk about that coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.